Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate so much you tuning in, and we hope that you will listen for the duration of the program, for we attempt to speak only those things from God's holy and inspired Word. If at any time you have a question about something that we say on this program, or maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject that you'd like for us to deal with on the program, please feel free to contact us at the information that's given by the announcer, or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastalbertville.org. In Revelation chapter 21, let's start our reading with verse 1. Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and first earth had passed away. Also, there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Then he who sat on the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. You know, the hope of heaven as the anchor of the soul is what keeps Christians going through both the good and the difficult times. In Hebrews 6 and verse 19, it says, Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, which entereth into that within the veil. And faith is the foundation of our hope. Hebrews 11 and verse 1, Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So in our study, we want to consider some of what God's Word teaches us about heaven. First of all, heaven is a real place. In 2 Corinthians 12 and verse 2, we see that Paul said, I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago, whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell. God knoweth. Such a one caught up to the third heaven. So Paul was caught up into the third heaven. The first heaven that we read about in the Bible is the atmosphere where the clouds and the birds are. In James 5, verse 18, And he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. The second heaven is where the sun, the moon, and the stars are located. In Matthew 24 and verse 29, Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And the third heaven is the dwelling place of God. Jesus said in Matthew 5, verse 16, Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven. But we also read of a number of characteristics of heaven. First of all, God is there, just like we read a moment ago in Matthew 5, 16, Would let our light shine, that men may see your good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. In Matthew 23 and verse 22, it says, He that shall swear by heaven swears by the throne of God and by him that sitteth thereon. So heaven is where God's throne is, and that is where God sits, is on his throne. In Acts 7, verse 49, heaven is my throne, earth is my footstool. What house will you build me, says the Lord, or what is the place of my rest? So God is there in heaven, and Christ, we know, came to earth from heaven. In John 6, and verse 38, Jesus said, for I came down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. And it's in 1 Corinthians 15 that we read in verse 47 that the first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. We know, too, that the Holy Spirit was sent to earth from heaven. In 1 Peter 1 and verse 12, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. Not only is God, and not only did Christ and the Holy Spirit come from there, but the angels also dwell in heaven. In Mark chapter 12, verse 25, and when they rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels which are in heaven. And Luke 22, verse 43, it said, and there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. And we know that not only did Christ come to this earth from heaven, but Christ ascended back to heaven. In Mark 16, verse 19, so then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. In 1 Peter 3, and verse 22, it says, who is gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto him. And two, we know that that is from where Christ will return. In 1 Thessalonians 1 and verse 10, it says, to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. It's also in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 that it said in verse 16, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And two, we know that what the Bible says is that heaven will be the final dwelling place of the righteous. We see in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 1, but we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Peter said in 1 Peter 1, and verse 4, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. In John 14, verse 1, Jesus said, let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. In Hebrews 11, it's in verse 14 that we read, for they that say such things plainly declare that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from which they come out, they might have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly. For God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. So these are the things that we see that the Bible speaks about heaven. And heaven is the habitation of God, and it is the spirits of just men made perfect. This we read in Hebrews 12, verse 23. You know, we cannot know what or where it is, but we know from what we've read that it is a prepared place for God's prepared people. Wherever it is, God is there. Christ is there. The Holy Spirit is there. And all of the saints of all ages will be there. See, heaven surely is where we want to be.
But there are some things that we'll not find in heaven. There are going to be certain classes of people that will not be found there. Those, for instance, that practice the works of the flesh. Those are mentioned for us in Galatians chapter 5, beginning with verse 19. He says, "Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambition, dissensions, heresies, envy, murderers, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you before, as I've also told you in times past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God." In Ephesians 5, in verse 5, it says, "No fornicator, unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of God." And in Revelation 21, in verse 27, "Nothing that defiles or causes an abomination or a lie will be there." And in 1 Corinthians 6, in verse 9, "The unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God." And two, we see that certain conditions that exist in the world now will not be found in heaven. Going back and remembering the verses that we read to begin our study in Revelation 21, you remember there in verses 3, 4, and 5, it says, "There will be no sorrow, there will be no crying, there will be no pain, there will be no curse, there will not even be night, there will not be death." So the question is, who's going to heaven? Well, only those whose names are written in the book, the Lamb's Book of Life, that we read in Revelation 21 and verse 27. Those who are God's servant. In Luke 10 and verse 20, "Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven." In Philippians 4 and verse 3, "I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women that labor with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with all other my fellow laborers, whose names are in the book of life." Hebrews 12 says in verse 23, "To the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect." We know that this book will be opened in the day of judgment. It's in Revelation chapter 20 that we read of this event in verse 12. The books will be opened, and another book will be opened, and will be judged according to the things that are written in the book. See, it's possible to have your name, too, removed from the book of life. In Exodus 32 and verse 33, "The Lord said unto Moses, Whosoever hath sinned against me, him will I blot out of my book." And it's in Revelation 3 and verse 5, "He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels." So then, those in Revelation 22 and verse 14 says, "Those who do his commandments have a right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city." See, it's not enough just to call Lord, Lord. Jesus said that in Matthew 7 and verse 21. "Not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but it's he that doeth the will of my Father." We must do what God says. We must be not just hearers of the word, but doers of the word. James tells us in James 1, verses 22 through 25. See, to get your name recorded in the book of life, if you're an alien sinner, you need to obey the gospel. Mark 16:16, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." And as Christians, we need to continue faithful unto death to receive a crown of life. Revelation 2:10. We must really want to go to heaven, or we will not strive to enter. So truly, let heaven be our home. But it is, again, a prepared place only for those that are prepared to go there. We see our time is gone. Thank you so much for listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow. Under them, we bid you a pleasant good day, and now we return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 a.m. and Sunday at 8:30 a.m. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbotville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.